see the influences of a variety of artists in the work that he does, but his way, his style.
The Hayes Arts Council continues their exhibitions of two area artists as they get ready for the Fall Art Walk. Executive Director Brenda Mader stops by to talk about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
People have really enjoyed the exhibitions that we've had this summer at the Arts Council, the one we opened for the Summer Art Walk. The one in the front gallery and in the hall is by David Friday, who's from Russell. And people have really enjoyed it. They're wonderful explosions of color and form and energy. There is this Kansas feel, but with a twist on a lot of them. And people have really enjoyed it. It's been a great, fun summer show. David, by trade, is a barber in Russell. He's been doing that for decades and decades and decades. But also for decades and decades and decades, he has been an artist, but he's a totally self-taught artist, mm-hmm. teaching himself initially by just literally copying the works of master artists that he was fascinated with, whether it was Thomas Hart Benton or Picasso. So across different styles. And he said, I just thought, well, try to recreate that. At least that's giving you an indication. Can I at least do that? And then branching out into his own style, but yet still you can see the influences of a variety of artists in the work that he does. But his way, his style, you know, but he creates. So that's what we've got in the front one. And then Diane Lawrence is an artist from Berryton, Kansas, who does dye painting on silk. And they are stunning. They're, again, explosions of color, but a completely different style. And the technical proficiency, in addition to the artistry, that art form takes is really amazing, because we all know what it's like if you drop one drop of red wine on a white shirt, you know what happens. Well, this is dye painting like that on silk. So sometimes there's dams you have to create with flux to keep that from happening. There's times you want that to happen, which is why her clouds and skies have just such a magic brilliance to them, and a blend of colors that's just stunning. Now, if somebody does come in for the next 2 weeks, depending on part of the day, they will not only see Diane's work in the back, but also children's art classes. The AC decided to go out, I'll say it nicely, in the annex. And so yesterday morning, it was like, get everything moved over to the art center. We're using the back room, plastics on the floor. The AC's working, and they're surrounded by inspiration, which actually is kind of cool. But the good news is people can still come in and walk around.
So the annex is now like the kiln then.
Yes. Okay. In fact, actually it kind of is, because some air dry clay, because we don't have some air dry clay projects we did at the beginning of the week. Those are over in the annex in the heat with the fans running on them. So actually, ironically, it really is a giant kiln right now for just a few trays of very small art projects. And that's been going really great. The summer classes and stuff with the kids. We've had great instructors, great kids. It's been wonderful to just have these opportunities available. The kids have had a great time. So it's been a good summer in that regard. And as we're getting near the end of summer, which is amazing to think that, you know, a month from now, everybody, outside of the college, everybody will literally have been settled in school for a day or two. It's just mind blowing, which means that obviously we're getting close to the Fall Art Walk, which kind of blows my mind. But we're getting a great show lined up at the Art Center, a show called She Is. And there's both male and female artists, but the imagery is all female imagery, from young to old, from spirited to contemplative, variety of mediums. Going to be very exciting. But the thing I want to let everybody know about, and we chatted about it a little bit last time, by the time I come on next time, it will be too late to do the shout outs about people getting engaged. But if people want to be involved in the Fall Art Walk, whether you're an artist, whether you're an amateur professional, whether you're a high school student, or somebody ready to finish their MFA, it doesn't matter. We like all artistic expressions out. In fact, I've had some interesting calls from folks. It's like, would this be okay? And it's like, of course. If it's creativity, if it's somebody's expressive voice, that's all that matters. There'll be a variety, and we'll be balanced out all over the place. But the Fall Art Walk will be Friday, August the 25th, from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m., There will be some things that start a little early, like whatever the college has will start a little early. That's also the night I got the call from, and I think you've chatted with them about it, the Master Gardener Program. They wanted to have an experience and an opportunity that broaden the horizons a little bit of what they do, what they're about, maybe getting some new members. And so they were in touch with me and said, could this be part of the art walk? Could this be part of that, you know, a connection of that event? And I said, of course. You know, that's another creative form for a lot of people. Now, flowers won't be as much of the highlight, the flora, but there's a lot of other things. And there will still be some of that, especially, I think, in the garden that they have in downtown Hayes. But so even things like that, different creative expressions. I believe that there, the activity director with the ARC program, you know, ARC of Central Plains, they want to be involved in or looking at maybe some sidewalk art projects and things like that within the area. They haven't confirmed it. But again, I said, of course, that's wonderful to have different individuals from all aspects of our community providing some of their creative form to it. So if your location, get the call out there. People say, I don't know any artists, or I'd like to do it, but I don't know anyone. Put it on your Facebook post. Put it out there. Just get the word out. Believe me, the town is full of artists of a variety, of the area. They don't have to be just local. And you don't have to have a lot of work. A lot of the retail places or small businesses or things like that, they don't have a ton of room. So actually, sometimes having it be someone with a small collection is a good thing. And if it is someone that needs assistance, if the business or the artist, with, say, easels, because there's often not a lot of wall space, say, in a retail space or even in a coffee shop or restaurant, we can help with that. We've got a lot of them. Usually I can address everyone's needs for something like that on an art walk. The big thing is I need, call me if you have questions, but I need all final information in order for it to get into the printed form by, I think it's August, I don't know, somewhere around 12, 13, 14, somewhere in that ballpark, I think is when I need it so that I can do a, get the design finished up, get the printers to do a quick print and still get it mailed out with everybody receiving it at least a week in advance. So I really push it up to the deadline. But check in with me before that if you have any questions. But again, that's Friday, August 28th, 6:30 to 9:30 with some things before, probably some music at one of our great downtown locations after, live music. We promote and share that. We love performing arts as an inclusive part of this. On the last art walk, someone who just had a work of their poetry published. We had that out, the literary arts. So, you know, be open to thinking broadly and sharing just creative endeavors and spirit across the community. And so that's one of the big things that I really wanted to share. And again, if anyone has questions on that, to get in touch with us. And I also wanted to go back on the show. I just realized if you are not able to come to Hayes, if you're outside this area listening to this, I have both of the two summer shows up on our website. And so you can go there and read both of the artist statements and background bio, and you can see the large collective body of each of these two separate exhibitions and the title of the work, the media, the price, it's even on there. So it's like going to the gallery and seeing the show. In fact, there are gallery images in there. So you can kind of see what it looks like just without a lot of kids doing art in the back room. So, but we'll be getting a lot of photos posted from our summer class as we've been so busy taking the photos. We haven't posted anything yet, but you can see everything connected with our two summer exhibitions up on our website at this time. And although we've got a lot of details to put together before then, if you're a photographer out there listening, we'll be announcing the five-state photography right after Labor Day, which, as we know, unfortunately, is right around the corner, like summer. But that'll be happening again. We'll be staying with that 8x10 format of the photos. So if you're listening to that, you've always wanted to throw your hat in the ring, please do. We've been getting more people in the last couple of years having changed format, so that it's all about the image. So nobody has to feel like their presentation or their large printing size is in competition with anyone else. So keep that in mind. We'll talk about that later, but the call for entries for that won't happen until after Labor Day. I don't even have my judge lined up yet. But those are some of the cool things, other cool things in our gift shop. We have these great peace, love, and art t-shirts in kid sizes through large adult sizes. Come by and wear one of those proudly if you do want to make sure that our community knows where we are about creativity and culture and expression and community. So that's it for today.
Absolutely. Well, I love it. And I, you know, that David Friday exhibition, that is truly one of my favorites that I've seen down there in a while.
I'll make sure he hears that.
So bright, colorful, and I love the story. He's not a professional, you might say.
The good news is, I mean, by trade, he's a barber. I mean, that's his source of income. But it's amazing how many people stop by. His studio is over in Russell, right on 281 North Amerites. The barbershop, the studio, and a gallery. And it's amazing how much traffic he gets, but totally a self-taught artist, just passionate about creating. And that's as much a part of who he is as is his trade and profession. Like I said, he's been doing it forever. So yeah, we're really lucky that we've got access to some awesome people and great exhibitions.